A unique program is getting started next month to help high school students in rural Alaska find success with post-secondary education. Take Wing Alaska is an intensive three-year effort that will try to address the culture shock students often face at a big city campus. 30 high school juniors from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta will begin the program with a 12-day camp at the University of Alaska Anchorage on July 7th. They will have additional immersion experiences over the next 2 years and support during their first year of college. As part of our series on Alaska Native education, I talked with Matthew Turner, the camp director. He says about 80% of rural students who start at UAA end up dropping out, mainly because of cultural pressures.
The changes that they experience moving from close-knit communities to a larger community where some of the expectation in an academic environment is that you're going to sink or swim. The other really interesting pressures we hear are about the pressures to return home by these students, you know, the ones that do decide to set out and go to college or to post-secondary ed. You know, they're getting a lot of calls from friends and family and parents even saying, you know, come home, come home, come home. And that's a tough one for them to deal with. And finally, there's a kind of a negative, and this came up a lot with different people talking about kind of a negative pressure that they get when they come home. Let's say, you know, I'm in college and I come home for the summer and everybody's, ooh, college boy, too fancy for us. And that there's a lot of negative social pressure that they get from their own community.
Hmm. How did you choose the participants? How did that process work?
Well, it was an interview process. We focused on just two school districts with two very enthusiastic superintendents of those districts who were ready to do this, and two school districts that are also struggling, so Lower Kuskokwim and Lower Yukon. One of the criteria I think is most interesting is we were looking for students whose parents had not completed post-secondary ed. You know, the fact is you're more likely to successfully complete post-secondary ed if your parents did. It's an expectation then. And so to kind of break that cycle, we intentionally were choosing young people for whom their folks may not have completed any kind of thing after high school.
So part of the effort is to teach the kids to be independent thinkers and autonomous, as you mentioned. But family support, as we know, is important. So how critical is it for the families to be involved?
Very critical. And what we're also including in here is we've asked each young person to identify a sponsor. So there's someone in that community outside of their family who's been through post-secondary ed and who will also be working closely with the young people throughout the 3 years and with their families. So the idea being that if I'm off at school and my family is freaking out about how much books cost or, you know, how come he doesn't call anymore, the sponsor's there to say this is perfectly normal. You know, your kid is being inundated with a lot of information right now and enjoying learning how to live on their own. So don't panic. Things like that. So essentially the sponsor not only sponsors the young person, but also ideally is going to be working with the family to help them support their young person as best as possible.
And what are your hopes for the success rate for the program? How many of these 30 students do you think can successfully complete college?
Well, I guess I think all of them can. What I hope is that they make the best choice for themselves. It's not a given that every person needs to go to college. My hope is that these young people are thinking hard about their future and the future of their community and looking at what their needs are, what the needs for the community are, and then making really good decisions about how to make those things align as best they can. And if that means jumping right into an educational career out of high school, great. If that means sticking around the community and growing more there, fine. But I think to make good decisions, and then my hope is that they'll have the confidence and skills to follow through with those no matter what they are.
Matthew Turner is camp director for Take Wing Alaska. The program is funded by the U.S. Department of Education.